when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, online, everywhere, all the time, and on the Wake Up Call DT free app through Apple as well as the Google Play Store. Very happy to have someone who knows the internet all too well as well, and that's ACC Digital Network host Jeff Fischel, giving so much information on the Atlantic Coast Conference, doing the media days coverage every single week. He's in the cross of football and college basketball right now, and I know that he's a busy man, so I appreciate the time that he's taken to sit down with me. And he knows me as the guy that sits in the front row with the tablet, so we've had an interesting relationship up to this point. Jeff, how you doing?
It's great, Dan. It's true. You are the one who has watched me up close, perhaps more than anyone at those media booths. No doubt about it.
Yeah. See, I make sure that you got your makeup and everything ready because I'm right there.
That's right. I'll make sure I give you a little some powder. Yeah, you can do a little touch up sometime if it's not going well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you want to turn the camera to show some support and, you know, put my picture on camera, I'm not going to be upset with you if that camera turns a little bit just to show some respect for the front row guy. I mean, that's all I'm saying. But we've got a lot to talk about. I'll start with the fact that football and college basketball are crossing each other right now, and being in the crosshairs makes those of us that run different things on the internet very busy, because there's things to write, there's things to speak about and put into a show, as well as shoot video and pictures and travel and coverage of games. So how has this time period gone for you this year?
It's great. Truly, this is the fun few weeks. There's no doubt it gets pretty crazy covering both the college football season as it winds down and as we get closer to deciding playoffs and bowl game, and at the same time having college basketball kick in. So this stretch right here where we're worrying about both the big sports and the ACC is no doubt a daunting, busy task. The ACC BN is busy every day going at it, and it's been a lot of fun this year between having an undefeated football team at Florida State, having the Coastal be a great battle, and having Georgia Tech emerge is truly what looks like could be a top 10 kind of team. And then in basketball, obviously, we've got four top 10 teams. So it's a pretty fun time right now to be covering ACC sports.
And I'll start with Florida State, since that's the team that you brought up. Almost 30 wins in a row. They haven't lost in about 2 years. They will be going up right after Thanksgiving after being 27-0 at this point. Last time that they lost was in 2012 at home to Florida. They will be at home against Florida the day right after Thanksgiving on that Saturday, the 29th. And when you look at this Florida State team and what they've been able to put together from the national championship to ACC championship and really how they've grown over time, what can you say about this Florida State team and what you've been able to take away from them and being the guy that gets to cover them in the ACC?
I think people from the outside don't quite get a sense of how what they've gone through to get to 27 straight wins. First of all, everyone's taking aim at them, they want to see the king, right? You always want to see the king go down. Everyone wants to see them upset. They're in these close games. The nation is rooting against them. Obviously, there have been reports. James Winston is this fantastic football player, Heisman Trophy winner, but when his name gets mentioned off the field, it creates more and more reason for fans who want to see the defending national champ lose. It gives them more ammunition. And throughout all this, Jimbo Fisher has somehow managed to keep this team going in the right direction. And they're, honestly, this team is injured. Last year, one of the things, you always need a little luck, right, to go undefeated, to win a national title in small ways, and last year was injury. They were a healthy team. This year they haven't been healthy, and you've seen that impact them on the field. And then I think, quite honestly, as much as he keeps bringing in more and more five-star guys, this team just isn't quite as good as last year. That team last year, it demoralized opponents by the time the first quarter was over. After one quarter, everyone knew this game is over, and this year they're not doing that to opponents, and that's why we're seeing all these fourth-quarter victories.
With Jameis Winston and everything that's gone on with him, What can you say as far as your coverage and your handling of it and how you feel it should be handled? Because obviously there are so many different reports that go out, so many versions of what the truth is, opinions, different things put in there. How have you kind of handled this entire Jameis Winston witch hunt that it's come to be at sometimes?
You know, it's been very tricky, and I'll be very open and honest. You know, since we are a partner of the conference, we don't go after some of the hard news stories that we would have, say, in my former life, working at news, CNN. That's not the world I live in now. You know, in many ways, I represent the conference on a day-to-day basis and the conference's interests. So, that said, they have still allowed me from time to time when there is a big enough sport event that doesn't necessarily reflect well on a conference or one of its schools, that they do allow me to do a story on it. And I think I've tried to make, you know, be fair and do a straight-ahead kind of objective news story on it whenever possible in terms of interactions with people on social media and Twitter. You know, I think people in general there, I think they've understood my role, my job, and they also, you know, so that part of it, I think, is all, I think, been, you know, from, I have a unique perspective on it, and I don't dive into it as much as perhaps I would in a different kind of role. But then, watching the story at large, you know, I think Florida State, there's no doubt, when New York Times is writing, New York Times can write pieces about any football program and find things that go wrong with any football program. New York Times has decided to focus on the team that's perhaps the most famous football team right now. And so automatically when you start finding things that happen, it's going to reflect poorly on the school. And I think there's no doubt every school probably feels like there are ways it can clean up its football program a little more. And I think Florida State is, from what I can tell in my experience working with everyone, they're trying its best to run a program it would be proud of. And I think there's, whatever you try to do, there are instances that occur.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you go through everything, and like you said, you know, towing that line with working with the ACC and obviously being under the ACC, and at the same time, when a story is big enough, trying to be objective and look at different things with what's going on with that school, with everything that's happened with North Carolina, with the way that Roy Williams has been treated publicly by some people, and then at the same time with Syracuse as it awaits whatever it is to be, and Jim Boeheim and the questions that he's had to field lately. I'm in the thick of things when it comes to Jim Boeheim, obviously, more than anything else. And how have you kind of handled North Carolina and Syracuse through this tumultuous process kind of going off of Florida State?
Right. So this is the situation where I think a great example is what happened a couple of weeks ago on Basketball Media Day. Jim Boeheim was asked about it, and we're streaming the press conferences live, and so people will watch it. People may have just been tuning in to see him talk about basketball, and certainly the conference, we are streaming it live on the conference website, so the conference, you know, is basically opening itself up to allowing Boeheim to answer these questions live, unfettered. And then the rooms is on, and Roy answered, did the same thing. Roy responded to allegations that have gone on with the North Carolina Athletic Department. Those were live, you know, on the ACC's website. And I was co-hosting that day. Jason Capel, former North Carolina basketball player, was with me all day. And I asked him specifically what he thinks of the allegations and how he feels as someone who has a degree from North Carolina to see what's going on. And we talked for several minutes about the impact that's had on him and how he feels about that. So I think there are times where we give some access there and go in those directions, but quite honestly, we don't do that on a regular basis. We know there are plenty of other sources out there provide that information, and they're doing their job. They're doing a good job reporting the news. And again, like I said, for the most part, we try to do the best job we can. But there are certainly times where we are, you know, quite honestly, we are representing the conference, and so we just don't go in directions that other people do.
When you're looking at the conference, one of the things that you do, Jeff, is give out your power rankings. And when it comes to ACC football and kind of the Superman picture that comes out with those power rankings, I want to go into that a little bit. And before we dive into the rankings themselves and what you really put into your criteria, what made you choose the Superman pose to be fitting for the ACC and the power rankings?
Well, when you see me on camera, it doesn't strike you that I'm the strapping man who could, like, tear my shirt in two just by opening it up on my chest. No, I think it was kind of a joke among us here at the ACCDN anyway, because I'm a skinny guy, and the idea of me being powerful at anything, it's just not very likely. So there's some self-deprecating humor there, and hopefully fans enjoy each week finding out where I rank their teams, and quite honestly hearing from each other. A lot of what I try to do at Powerful is included what fans have tweeted me about the various schools and the matchups that they're going to see coming up this next week.
When you look at your power poll and how you rank these teams. What's really gone into it as far as your criteria when there are some of those areas where teams are close in your mind or you feel like it could go either way? How do you kind of base everything that you're doing as far as what criteria you use in your process?
Yeah, so, earlier in the year, it would be a kind of a combination of what they did this most recent week combined with perhaps their resume as a whole, combined also with what I perceive as their strengths and weaknesses and kind of their potential. And I've tried to balance that throughout the year. I mean, there's sometimes, I will jokingly, when I'm doing the power poll, jokingly say I'm punishing this team and I'm dropping them further than maybe anyone else would for something and who knows what. But for the most part, I've tried to, on a week-by-week basis, say this is an honest analysis by me of where I think these teams are right now at this point in time. I've allowed, if NC State goes out and plays a great game and takes Florida State to the fourth quarter, then I'm going to boost them up even though they lost. If North Carolina, I think at one point North Carolina was playing so poorly, I had them dropped all the way to last, the 14th. Now obviously they've moved back up because once again they're playing well. I've tried to, as best I can, kind of go with the flow of each week. If something stands out, I try to make a point of it. That includes maybe dropping them or moving them up a space or two more than maybe they should. But that's part of the fun. I never mind it. I've encouraged people to tell me why I'm wrong, and that's totally fine. Week by week, we've done it, and we're already trying to figure out how we're going to do it. Basketball, because basketball is a different beast. It's not one day. It's not one game a week. It's two, sometimes three games a week. They're playing almost every night, so we're trying to figure out how to make that work coming up for basketball season.
When you look at football before we head into basketball with the ACC and the Atlantic Division, 5 out of 7 teams are bowl eligible. In the Coastal Division, right now, all of them have a chance. 4 of them already are eligible. Virginia or Virginia Tech will be in their matchup. And if Pittsburgh defeats Miami, then they'll have the opportunity to do it as well. Have you ever been in a season recently where the ACC could be sending 11, I know last year they sent 10, I believe, but to send 11 out of 14 teams to a bowl game and having the Coastal Division be completely available to move forward as they head into the final game of the season for all the teams that are playing. Have you ever been in a situation where the ACC has really been this successful this late?
Right, so there's no doubt this is going to be another banner year for getting ACC teams to bowl games. It will be 11, and I think the possibility of a 12. I can't remember what you broke down, but I think it looks like 11. And the reality is there were 11 last year, so I'll help you out a little there, and that's the record. And I think the SEC may have 11 going this year. Now, look, some of it is a reflection on the bigger conferences. They've grown into these super conferences. But some of it also reflects on the ACC, and in this case, on its parity. If you had a bunch of teams that were at the top beating up all the teams at the bottom, you just wouldn't have that many teams going to bowl games. And the reality is the ACC has done a great job of creating a conference of parity. And I know it's not always what you want to see, but there is a great team. And there are other teams that are top 25 teams. And those teams are all going to be, year in, year out of bowl games. And then in the middle of the pack, someone's going to emerge each year and become a challenge for a cup battle. Last year, Duke came out of nowhere. And this year we have a situation where the Coastal has again gone in a direction I don't think I would have predicted before the year. Georgia Tech act very middle of the pack, and now they're 9-2. I mean, they've been incredible. So I think one of the great things about covering ACC football has been that it's not always the same teams every year, at least in one division. And honestly, I see Clemson, if anyone's paying close attention to kind of let the geeky stats numbers, which I love to dig into, on a year-by-year basis, Clemson is closing that gap on a play-by-play basis. And Louisville seems to be able to do it right now if they can get Reggie Bonifant to be that next great quarterback. And I have a feeling there's going to be another team in the Atlantic that can do it as well. The ACC is really competitive football with anybody in the country. There's no doubt the SEC is a step above. Pac-12 has been great this year, but the ACC's really looked good this year. And, yeah, so we'll see double-digit teams go to bowl games again.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you look at the Atlantic Division versus the Coastal Division, do you feel like there is a divide somewhere? I mean, do you feel like maybe there's more talent or a heavier division? I mean, at least from my perspective, when I look at the Atlantic with Florida State, Clemson, and Louisville, and even Boston College this year, it seems like that compared to the Coastal, that you have the expectation of Duke and Georgia Tech, potentially North Carolina, that the Atlantic really seems to be a little bit bulkier, a little bit more difficult to get out of. Are you seeing that as well, or do you see them as even?
Sure. I mean, Florida State's a 400-pound gorilla, right? I mean, that's just the reality when you have a team that's won 27 in a row. But after that, these things are fleeting. What is true now in 3 or 5 years, it's going to change. That's why I would caution anyone who says, oh, let's change the divisions and swap schools or something. Now, I think there could be better ideas for dividing the conference, perhaps. I think that you could even talk about just having all 14 teams in one big division. But the idea that it's, Florida State's great, and Clemson's been really good, and Louisville looks like it's going to be really good, so therefore we should do something to the division. I wouldn't do that. I think things will change. It looks like Miami's headed in that direction, becoming a top 25 program like it always has been. Clearly, Georgia Tech is solid. Look what Paul Johnson's done this year.
when you look at ACC football and what's happened in the 21st century with bringing in Boston College, bringing in Virginia Tech, bringing in Miami, and then having Syracuse, Pittsburgh, Louisville more recently, how have you seen it change? What was it before to you, and what is it now? Kind of, you know, being with the ACC and being with the digital network and really studying the past as well as the present and the potential future, what do you think some of these moves in the 21st century has done to the ACC from what you knew it as and what it is today?
Yeah, it's very different than when I was a kid watching ACC groups back in the day when, you know, the ACC basketball tournament in like the 80s and early 90s was a very different beast. Now they have all these schools. But now, clearly, these moves have been made for football, and that's okay. Football over the last 25 years has grown and become so big. College football is such an incredible sport and so popular now. And so now going forward, those are the decisions that are made. College football brings in the revenue. I think I've heard that, you know, whatever a school gets paid for all of its TV, right, media, right, et cetera, you know, basically 80% of it is because of football, something like that, 20% because of basketball. My guess is schools like Syracuse and, you know, so the basketball, the schools that have traditionally great basketball players, it probably varies a little bit, but that's the general idea. And that being the case, that's where you're going forward. So if there is an ACC channel down the road in the next few years, that's because everyone wants to watch ACC football and basketball. And I think that directly reflects on the conference growing to 14 teams, 13 schools, and 15 in the other sports aside from football, with Notre Dame in the conference as well in those sports. I think that's what the difference is, and that's why it's happened. We become more palatable to all these football fans because football is huge right now. And if there ever is a channel, and it sounds like that direction things are headed, it would be because the commissioner, John Swofford, did such a great job of kind of seeing that, being ahead of it, and making sure there are 14 teams there to provide plenty of games for football fans to watch on a future ACC channel, again, if that happens.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York,
But unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
You led into something that I wanted to talk about, Jeff, is that, you know, obviously you have the ACC Digital Network, and with connections to other networks that are out there and games and where they're being played and where people can watch them on television, the ACC Network does have a name. It just doesn't have a channel right now, a specific place. You do a lot online. So it seems like the ACC Network name has gotten out there. Or there's connections made, whether it be NBC or CBS or different places and ESPN. And at the same time, what you're doing in the digital network also makes different things available. So do you feel like the conference is just kind of trying to piece this all together and do it the right way? And where do you fall into it if the digital network becomes an actual TV network? I mean, how does everything kind of shake out in your mind as far as where you might stand?
So this is all pretty hard to predict, and it's very, very unknowable. I would say if the ACC and ESPN decide to make a 24-hour ACC channel, I mean, that'd be an incredible opportunity for ACC fans, because I think it would incorporate not just football and basketball. I think they'd get to see a lot of content. And right now, the ACC Network, Raycom, and its partners, distribution partners, provide and do a great job of providing it. I think Raycom shows, I can't even, to produce it, I don't even know how many women's basketball games. I mean, we're talking dozens. And then there are other sports, too, that I think ESPN has tried to step up and stream with its ESPN3. And then we even once in a while will do something as well when there's some room for us to kind of elbow our way in. Like last night we did a wrestling match, UVA wrestling match from Charlottesville. We streamed that live. So there are all these opportunities. And the reality is, I think if ESPN and ACC pair up together at some point for a chance, being, you know, a huge win for all the schools financially and for marketing exposure. And I think where that leaves the ACC Digital Network, I'm not sure. It probably means I'll be knocking on the door at ESPN begging for an opportunity to work with them. you know, this has been a great job, and certainly getting to know ACC fans. I certainly root for them. They want 24-hour exposure, so if that's what they want, I want that for them. But realistically, it probably means you wouldn't see me much longer. So, anyway, but that's for another day and another discussion.
So to move on to the basketball side of it and to look at the court, Jeff, here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com and your free Wake Up Call DT app through Apple and the Google Play Store. When you look at the ACC and the 15 teams that are there for men's basketball, obviously Duke is starting off the season the way that people have expected them to. I voted them number one in the preseason poll, and that was the overwhelming majority. But for teams like Miami, Virginia, Louisville, even an NC State team, you know, what have you been seeing from the ACC early on? And I know that we're not going to be in conference play for a little bit, and some of these games are against teams where there is the expectation that ACC schools are supposed to win by 20, 30, 40 points. But have you been able to really get any key points out of the early part of the season as far as basketball goes?
You know, it's a little early. I frequently joke with people that in some ways I'd almost like to ignore November records. I don't know that by March they're always useful. not in every case. I'll give one exception, and I think that is Miami. I had a hunch that they would be better than people were giving them credit for, like in the preseason rankings. And I don't want to claim I'm brilliant, but they're proving to be good. They're proving to be even better than I expected. But I had reason to believe they would be pretty good. You have two guys who proved they could play at the top level that transferred in and were there last year in practice every day with Coach Larrañaga, and McClellan and Rodriguez, along with Manu Lacombe, who was starting last year as a freshman, formed an incredible three-man backcourt. It's not a huge surprise to me the way Miami's playing. On the flip side, I thought Florida State would be really good. They've gotten off to a very bumpy start. So something about the state of Florida, I've gotten one right, I've gotten one wrong. Otherwise, obviously, everyone knows there are four top 10 teams. There are four great teams. And how that shakes out, I'm not entirely sure. I think you picked Duke 1, I had North Carolina 1. I think the difference between for me was, and again, this is all splitting hairs, you can't really know how three true freshmen are going to handle being the leaders of a team like Duke has, even if they are great, and they are. And then North Carolina, my question is, who's that guy who's really going to step up and be that alpha dog? And I still have that question. And so if in a couple weeks I still have that question, I may lean towards switching my vote back over to Duke. But certainly Louisville's dominated. I mean, last night was just downright ugly. And Virginia's 4-0 as well.
When you look at a team like Duke and having the true freshman that they have and a lot of people's expectations for a guy like Tyus Jones, Jahlil Okafor to leave after their first year, it looks this season a little bit leaning more toward a different team in blue in Kentucky. Are you seeing that with Duke? That, I mean, at least me growing up and following college basketball, I always thought Duke was the team to kind of groom the players. Kentucky's kind of found a way to deal with that one-and-done rule and be successful. But this year's Duke team looks like it might be a team that you hope for this year and then lose a lot of that talent after this year. Are you seeing a change in environment there at all?
Oh, completely. I think Coach K has looked around. He's kind of lay of the land, and he sees that is where college basketball has gone. So I think certainly if you ask him, he would like to mentor players for 4 years and see them graduate and all of those things. But he's also a realist. He knows what's going on with the game and the rules and what the NBA is allowing. And as long as there's a one-and-done rule and you want to win a national title in college basketball, you go for the guys who are so good that they can be one-and-done. It makes sense to me. So Jahlil Okafor is a true center. He is not just 7 feet tall and skinny and needs to grow into his body as he heads into his 20s. No, he's a man physically right now. And there is not real, you don't see that very often. And then to have his buddy Tyus Jones look so composed already on the floor. And Justice Winslow is just that outstanding rim attacking wing guy. And this was an outstanding lineup, and it's crazy that basically, to give you a sense, I mean, these guys are the leaders of the team. The veterans are adapting to them, figuring out how to fit in with them. It's not the other way around. It's an incredible group of freshmen.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, Dreissig Lady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com. Before I let you go, Jeff, here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, here with the host of the ACC Digital Network, Jeff Fischel. When you look at this year's Syracuse team, to get into that a little bit, I know that 25 wins and a trip to the Sweet 16 is a must for most Syracuse fans, or it's considered a busted season, and I can see the positive respect of that, and then I can also see the stress and how that can be put on the shoulders of a team like the team they have this year, which I see as more difficult. How have you viewed Syracuse, albeit that this is November and that they haven't played in the ACC yet, how do you view this year's team? Because I can say on my professional level that this is not the same team. I could see this team losing double-digit games before all said and done. So I wanted to get your take on Syracuse and what you see out of them this year and kind of how you view them, knowing that they have this reputation of having to uphold a certain level.
I think realistic, to expect 25 wins in a Sweet 16 is too optimistic. Not to say they can't get there, but I think much more realistically, like you said, it's maybe a 22-10 kind of team. And that's no knock on Jim Boeheim being able to bring guys back in year after year. I mean, he's one of the greats all time. This is just not that team, at least that I'm seeing right now. The loss to California was a convincing loss. But that doesn't mean the teams don't change. And like I said, I'm hesitant to make too many judgments about what I see in November because guys develop, especially freshmen. Do I think Caleb Joseph will be much better in March? Absolutely. Do I think what I'm seeing right now is the same Caleb Joseph I'll see in March? No, probably not. Chris McCullough the same way. And then if we're even talking about, you know, is Trevor Cooney going to be in a shooting slump all year? I don't think so. I mean, he struggled at the end of last year. He struggled to start with this year. But I don't think that's going to last all season. So it's hard for me to get a real good gauge on this team. But I think realistically I had the middle of the pack in the ACC. I want to say I had them maybe 7th or 8th. And I think that's the likely outcome. I think you and I both seem to be on the same page, maybe 22-10, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and I had them at 6th in the preseason poll, so that makes sense. And I know that the majority put them in 5th, which I thought was maybe a little bit too high this year. Virginia-wise, When you look at this team, obviously they lost a couple guys, but they kept a couple as well. Maybe last year it stunned some people that they were able to win the regular season title in the ACC tournament, be a number one seed, and do what they did outside of the fact that they didn't win a national championship. I've had respect for Tony Bennett, and he's really earned that over last year from me, and as far as the guys that he still has on the team and the team that he's been able to put together, Malcolm Brogdon and everybody that's really stood up there. I'm not surprised in Virginia starting off strong, and I do believe that outside of November, once we get into those conference games, that Virginia's still going to be a fighter. Have they won you over a little bit now after seeing what they're capable of and what Tony did, or do you still need to see more from them?
Right. Tony has the rare program that's gone the other direction where he's built the continuity. He's just building things differently with his program. So I think he's a better test case for saying what I'm seeing at the beginning of the year. It gives me a bold sign of what I'm going to see at the end. These guys are all better. It's Justin Anderson, Anthony Gill, Mike Toby up front, Malcolm Brogdon, yep, Darian Atkins. These guys have all played. London Prentice, of course, the point guard. We know these are known quantities. So when I look at Virginia and what they're doing early on, I say, yep, that's Virginia. And they are exactly what I expect them to be. And they execute as smartly, as consistently as any team in the country. I think they're a surefire top 10 team. What is most interesting is that they may be just as good or better than last year, and they may finish fourth. That's how good the rest of the other teams have gotten this year, how much it's improved at the top. Duke is better than last year, much better than last year. North Carolina is much better than last year. And Louisville, of course, is new to the conference and is incredible as well. So Virginia will be a top 10 team and may not win this conference. It may come in fourth.
And lastly, Jeff, when you look at Coach K to Tony Bennett to Rick Pitino to Roy Williams to Jim Boeheim, and even coming into a struggling team that's trying to turn around Virginia Tech with what Buzz Williams has been able to do in his history and most recently at Marquette. When you look at all these characters that you now have in the ACC as coaches, you've gotten to interview them all and talk with them all. What can you say about the ACC and not just wins and losses, but the character of the ACC and what personalities have come in now?
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. And you hit on the new guys. Buzz is just this incredibly intense individual, but also this very dynamic, unusual personality, this unusual brain of looking at the world, looking at the basketball floor. He will change that Virginia Tech program quickly. Danny Manning is this famous, one of the great all-time college basketball players. Went on to have an incredible NBA career, and he could not be a nicer guy. He is genuinely just a great guy to talk to. And you're talking about adding these guys to a conference that already had Hall of Fame coaches. Jim Larrañaga, he considers himself a teacher first. Some of the great conversations I've had with any of the coaches I've been with Larrañaga is letting me in on how he approaches his job first as a teacher and then as a coach. And you can go up and down. I mean, this conference right now is in an incredible position to dominate college basketball. I think there's no doubt in my mind they'll be the best conference in the nation this year. Part of that is because I think the teams at the bottom, I mentioned Wake Forest, I mentioned Virginia Tech, they're getting better, they're getting stronger. And so a couple of years from now, oh my goodness, Danny Manning's already signed a couple of top 100 recruits. Buzz Williams is bringing them in as well. This top to bottom, in 2 to 3 years from now, this conference will be incredible in college basketball. It won't just be at the top, it will be 1 through 15.
That coming from Jeff Fischel, a host in the ACC Digital Network and somebody that I truly appreciate, have been around for the last couple of years and look forward to the future. So, Jeff, I know I kept you here for a bit, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to speak with me on this and so many other topics that we talked about today. I can't thank you enough and for the opportunities that you've given to me and making sure that you point the mic over my direction during Media Day. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, Dan. Glad to do it. I'm looking forward to see what's next. Maybe not till summertime. Huh? With football kickoff again.
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of things to come, but the ACC tournament, that'll be coming up as well. And one more time in Greensboro. So. And the Magnum bars, the double chocolate caramel ones. The ACC treats us well down there.
Keep those secrets. Don't let anyone know they're feeding us. We're watching basketball for 5 days. Great. No one's going to feel sorry for us at all.
I just tell everybody that they give us water, bread, and peanuts. That's all we get.
That's right.
All right, Jeff. Well, as always, I appreciate it. I look forward to talking with you soon.
All right, Dan.